Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the podcast. One of the many things I never really saw coming when I kicked this podcast off some 430 episodes ago was that we would end up hosting a live event with a live audience enjoying the podcast. So here's some of the inaugural YapFest 21. That's amazing. Hello, welcome to YapFest. Welcome, delegates. You've all got your lanyards. You can do... You can, it doesn't matter, it's fine. This is thrilling. This is such an exciting thing. We're doing the podcast live from someone's lounge. Not a speculation, but no conclusions have been drawn. You shut up about all the stuff we talked about. Got a 5-star Airbnb rating to preserve. So this is the podcast. Davey's here.
I am.
Dave Yap, your cousin, everybody.
Thanks.
Great show. Hot crowd.
Yeah, very.
Great crowd.
Hot. Yeah,
hot,
yeah.
Great crowd.
I mean, not hot.
We did the spot thermometer thing in the door. God, we didn't, did we?
No, we didn't do that.
It'll be fine, guys. It's just a new cough. So, do you want to start with the thing?
I want to start with what thing? So basically what I thought we could do in this situation is we could look back over. So I first appeared on the podcast in June of last year.
Good God, really?
Mm-hmm. So we've had a whole year of...
Have you been doing it every week since then, or is that just the first time you go?
Okay. No. In fact, I don't know when I started doing it every week.
November.
There we go.
Amazing. Thanks, Julie. Yeah. November.
So I thought what we could do is go through some of the tracks that didn't make it to the, now. But that doesn't mean they nearly made it. To the podcast. So I'm not saying that these.
So it's a lazy.
Are,
you've been lazy.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that it broke my heart in some cases that some of these couldn't be included. Yeah.
I mean, you set the agenda, David.
I will.
I mean, you broke your own heart. I don't understand.
So what I'm going to start with...
Okay.
And anyone should be free to join in. You can join in on this.
You've got... Okay. Yours is bigger than mine.
I know, thanks. And...
You've got a tiny one.
And we'll do a live version of the jingle that you make for me, that you made for me.
Okay.
So we're going to start, because that very first... So that very... Yes, thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
That very first one...
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the first one. One of the first ones.
Yeah, it's all tied all up in the edit. Yeah. People have no idea, you know, just how much editing goes into the pop. Go on.
We did classical music very early on.
Okay.
And I had done a version of this. So, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Am I playing along to this? Are we doing this? No, wait, you're trying to fight. Now!
they didn't go around twice.
Oh, I knew what I was doing. I'm stopping that. I'm doing it again.
Tying all up in the edit. People have no idea.
Why do they listen to you?
I find my fingering. Well, when I say come to the actors. All right. Ready?
Yes.
It's now, as I said.
Expected it to sound like.
That was good.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone.
That was great. I mean, that is one of those ones that you feel could be in a football stadium.
Terrace classic.
You could, yeah, absolutely.
100%.
I've got little facts about these things as well, because I thought, obviously I've spoken about things and I wouldn't want to just play music without talking about things.
No, God, no.
So, that's saying a year on. There's Mozart.
Mozart there.
That's Mozart there.
Okay. I can't see, but
do you know anyone know his full name?
I'm looking at you.
Elvis Mozart Presley.
No. Ooh, no, his real born name.
Bonapaxus, isn't it?
No, it's Johannes Chrysostomus Wolfgangus Theophilus Mozart.
Wow.
It didn't
no
even have.
Isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Why are you lying to these nice people?
It didn't even have Amadeus in it. He just added that as a nickname because it's like, I'm as good as God, right? That's what he did.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, he was not troubled by low self esteem.
He was not. No.
He did well. Speaking made up words and names and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So. I bought an energy drink, like Mick Wright, friend of the pod. Drinks.
A well-known one.
And around the side it says it's got, like, taurine in it.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of that.
Right, yeah.
And it's got,
the bull thing.
Like, B vitamins in it.
Yeah.
And it had, tell me this isn't amazing, because people drink this to be more alert and focused, do work and stuff.
Yeah.
I knows it all.
Knows
does
it
you? Does you knows it all? Or does you just feel like it? Because Amadeus Mozart, he was on the energy drink. Three monsters down. I'm a clown.
How do you smell? How's
he smell? Terrible. I know that one.
How do you spell I knows it all?
I-N-O-S-I-T-O-L. I knows it all.
That's probably not pronounced that.
That's made up.
All names made up.
He's got a point.
That's a good point. All names are made up. That's a good point,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
Now you come to mention it. Now I think about it.
How foolish you must feel.
Yeah, okay.
So at another point last year...
Another thing, yeah.
We did one about animals in particular.
Yeah, I remember it.
You do?
Yeah. I remember all of it, yeah. It's good.
We did because of my work sometimes.
Oh yes,
taking me into the world of natural history.
That's the Emmy nominated.
Yeah, but not
win.
For that.
Didn't win.
Not for natural history.
Didn't win.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So what I've got now is a little bit of audio. Yeah. That you've wanted me to play.
Oh God, yes.
So I need to explain this.
Yeah.
And also. At some point, I will play you the unexpurgated version of this because this has got a little bit of music on it.
If this is what I think it is the best thing I've ever heard, and I had it as my ringtone.
Now,
is it that?
It is that, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but build it up a little bit more.
And I love it
not,
so
no,
much.
It's not...
I love it. It's my favourite thing.
Okay, so the background is, okay, there was a program that we worked on where it was about close encounters with dangerous close encounters with animals. Okay, stop it. And it had reconstructions of various things. I'll play it in a minute. Hang on. So
it's the idea of reconstructing a dangerous scenario with an animal.
I know.
How did you do that without it being a dangerous scenario with an animal?
Well, I don't think you have the animal.
Is it a
there.
Guy in a suit?
Yeah, like, I think it might.
Roar!
Well, in this case, it would have been easy because what happened was there was a guy in South Africa who basically woke one night, and he may have been in Kenya. I'm not sure where he was. Anyway, he woke one night. And there was a leopard in his bedroom. It had somehow got in, and he basically thought, quick thinking, throw the duvet over the leopard and, like, jump on it. And then, of course, you're stuck there. You need to do something. And he's by himself, so he needs to... So you need to call out to someone... and so the reconstruction, he doesn't call out the name of his wife.
He doesn't shout help.
He
just shout help.
He just shouts a word that, like, helps to give you an understanding of what's going on. So this, I've
but
taken
so
out
this
a recording.
Is him recreating the moment for the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's somebody else playing him.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've got some music underneath this, so the music wasn't there originally, but have a listen to this.
Oh God, I love this so much.
Leopard! 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 Leopard!
I love that man. So good. Oh, honestly, that was your first hearing. The 35th hearing. You'll be crying.
I can send it to you.
Or Leopard! You can have it. Yes. Leopard! Oh, it's the best ringtone,
actually,
honestly.
Yeah.
Leopard!
It's the little bit of noise in between with him struggling.
Oh. Yeah. Oh God! It's funnier to imagine a runner in a duvet as well.
Yeah.
Presumably, what happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh God! Thank you. For
that's
doing
all right.
That. I know that you know you felt worried. You were compromising your professional integrity there.
Oh. Oh look, there's a picture of a leopard. There you go.
Leopard.
Yeah. Do you want a leopard fact?
God. Yeah.
Yeah? Did
I
you
know?
Know
yeah.
Right, Black Panther. It is a leopard. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Or something else. A jaguar.
Are they all leopards?
No.
It's just like... It's just like, I'm not general, I'm not being... But people from the north call everything a cake. Like a roll. Brick cake.
No.
Like, you know...
No, that's like a puma and a cougar. That's the same thing. A puma and a cougar is the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, that is the same thing. Anyone else know that? No.
Like omelette, eggs, cake. Everything is a cake.
A tortoise and a parakeet.
Orange. Orange cake. Tortoise and parakeet.
So a Black Panther is just a leopard that has got the particular melanistic thing that makes it.
I don't think you should say that, man. I think that's deeply offensive.
It's
and
true.
I think you should take that back.
And then
oh, sorry.
And then you can get, like, some leopards that go pink. as in they're a little bit pinkish, called a strawberry leopard, or a pink panther. It is a thing.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. It's a thing.
Everyone's going to their phones to check this.
Yeah.
You what? Amazing.
It is. Pink panther.
Leopard! That's it for this episode. We will have some more from Yap Fest in the next episode, including a live version of one of my favourite songs ever. I'll give you a clue. It involves an aubergine. In the meantime, thank you very much indeed for being here. I hope you're having a good August. Are you? Good.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.